This podcast is brought to you by Payset, a culture catalyst. We are the set of shared attitudes, values, goals, and practices that categorizes prosperity for all people. Our mission is to empower individuals to engage unity. Tempo EMP is an extension to Tempo with Chris Thomas in such a way that the core of the segment is to engage our listeners through biblical principle insights for the everyday human being to live empowered. And we have to look at, if we're talking about the adversary, he's the prince of the air, and he has created the manipulative institutions of this system. So Christianity was formed as an institution to control a population of people, because Jesus never came and said, become Christians. Mm-hmm. In fact, the word Christian is only mentioned in the Bible three times.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jesus only said it. He didn't say it at all, but the disciples have said it, right?
And then one of those was in a derogatory manner.
Says, whoa.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
And the word whoa in Hebrew means damn.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Let's be real.
Let's be real about it. You know what I'm saying?
It was a bad word, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have always took that stance. We have always took that stance. And I remember early on in a confused state, you know, you wonder why you're frustrated. You wonder why that you're not coming to the full understanding of what the Bible says. I know people who've been in the Bible who said they've been in the Word and been with Jesus for 80 years, 60 years, 50 years, 40 years, 30, 20, 10, and still do not have an understanding of what God's will is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they fell under the concept and the pretense of the institution of Christianity.
Right.
We focus more on the hierarchy, the positions. Mm-hmm. I wrote a blog back in 2016. I pulled it up and I had reposted it on social media because I was declaring this and I had an understanding of it, and I never could understand why we were so wrapped up in this person doing this. I remember Pastor Middleton say to me, I'm going to get you on a circuit. And we get on a circuit, you know, then you got to dress like this and you got to talk like this and you got to say it like this.
He was putting you on the marketplace.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? The institution of Christianity.
Right.
But at that moment, I wasn't following Christ. Mm-hmm. I was following Pastor Middleton.
Right.
I was following Pastor Jones. Mm-hmm. I was following Pastor Malloy.
Right.
I wasn't following what the kingdom of God represents. And that represents one king, one kingdom, one body. Mm-hmm. Then when I started really asking the questions to say, that don't line up, Pastor. What does, you know, this mean this and this
rebellious.
Mean that? Now you're rebellious.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now you are the devil wants you now. Now you're following the devil.
Right.
Right? And you know, I found myself frustrated and upset and like, man, so not conformed again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because why? That was the will of men, not the will of God.
Right. And that conforming cost us something.
Cost us everything.
Yeah.
Cost us life. Mm-hmm. Cost us liberty. Mm-hmm. Liberty. Mm-hmm. In the pursuit of happiness, as they say in America.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but that is the essence of what our messaging is. Mm-hmm. Is going against that institution of Christianity. Mm-hmm. And what I've come to understand and what I've come to know is that people rather, as you said earlier, to conform because that's easy.
It's easy.
It's comfortable. Mm-hmm. They don't have to start over again.
No one wants to be challenged.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
So we wonder why families are failing.
Right.
We wonder why society is not coming to the fullness. It's because we're not willing to be challenged.
Right.
Jesus never came with a message that accommodated everybody.
Right.
Oh, I don't feel like it today, Lord.
Because it already said that about the kingdom.
Come on.
You know, the difficulty in it.
Yeah.
It's a mystery. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of complexities within it. Right. But if you don't have the diligence or discipline, as you explained, mm-hmm. to go after the kingdom, to seek the kingdom, you won't know. It's a mystery to those who choose not to be diligent
not to seek
and
it.
Seeking mm-hmm. the kingdom.
Major key.